Sri Ishopanishad, Invocation. Om Purnam Adaha Purnam Idam Purnat Purnam Udachyate Purnasya Purnam Adaya Purnam Eva Avashishyate. The personality of Godhead is perfect and complete, and because He is completely perfect, all emanations from Him, such as this phenomenal world, are perfectly equipped as complete wholes. Whatever is produced of the complete whole is also complete in itself. And because He is the complete whole, even though so many complete units emanate from Him, He remains the complete balance. Isha avasyam idam sarvam yat kincha jagatyam jagat tena tyaktena vunjita ma gridha kasya svit dhanam. Everything animate or inanimate that is within the universe is controlled and owned by the Lord. One should therefore accept only those things necessary for oneself, which are set aside as one's quota, and one should not accept other things, knowing well to whom they belong. Kuravan eva iha karmani jivishet ashatam sama evam twai na anyatha ita asti na karma lipyate nare. One may aspire to live for hundreds of years. If he or she continuously goes on working in that way, for that sort of work does not bind one to the law of karma. There is no alternative to this way for humanity. Asuya nam te loka andhena tamasa avrita tante pretya abhigachanti yeke cha atma hana jana. The killer of the soul, whoever he or she may be, must enter into the planets known as the worlds of the faithless, full of darkness and ignorance. Anejat ekam manasa javiya naenat deva apnuvan puravam arshat tat dhavata anyan adyeti tishpat tasmin apa matarishva dadhati. Although fixed in his abode, the personality of Godhead is swifter than the mind and can overcome all others running. The powerful demigods cannot approach him. Although in one place, he controls those who supply the air and rain. He surpasses all in excellence. Tat ejati tat nat ejati tat dure tat u antike tat anta asya sarvasya tat u sarvasya asya bayata. For the Supreme Lord walks and does not walk, for He is far away, but He is very near as well. For He is within everything, and yet He is outside of everything. Yat tu sarvani bhutani atmani eva anupashyati sarva bhuteshu cha atmanam tata na vijagupsate. One who sees everything in relation to the Supreme Lord, who sees all living entities as His parts and parcels, and who sees the Supreme Lord within everything, never hates anything or any being. Yasmin sarvani bhutani atma eva abhut vijanata tatraka mohaka shoka ekatvam anupashyata. One who always sees all living entities as spiritual sparks, in quality one with the Lord, becomes a true knower of things. What then can be illusion or anxiety for such a person? Sa paryagat shukram akayam avranam asnaviram shuddham apapavidham kavi manisi paribhu swayambhu yatha tat yatas artan vyajadhat shasvatidya samabhyaha. Why, such a person must factually know the greatest of all, the personality of Godhead, who is unembodied, omniscient, beyond reproach, without veins, pure and uncontaminated, the self-sufficient philosopher who has been fulfilling everyone's desire since time immemorial. Andham tama pravishanti ye avidyam upasate tata bhuya iva te tama ye u vidyayam rata. And those who engage in the culture of nescient activities shall enter into the darkest region of ignorance. And worse still are those engaged in the culture of so-called knowledge. Anyat eva ahu vidyaya, anyat ahu avidyaya, iti shusrum dhiranam, ye na tat vichachakshire. The wise have explained that one result is derived from the culture of knowledge, and that a different result is obtained from the culture of nescience. Vidyam cha avidyam cha yat tat veda ubhayam saha avidyaya mrityum tirtva vidyaya amritam ashnute. For only one who can learn the process of nescience and that of transcendental knowledge side by side can transcend the influence of repeated birth and death and thus enjoy the full blessings of immortality. Andham tama pravishanti ye asambhutim upasate tata bhuya ibate tama ye u sambhutyam ratha. Those who are engaged in the worship of demigods enter into the darkest region of ignorance, and still more so do the worshippers of the impersonal absolute. Anyat eva ahu sambhavat, anyat ahu asambhavat, iti shushruma dhiranam, ye natat vichachakshire. And it is said that one result is obtained by worshipping the supreme cause of all causes, and that another result is obtained by worshipping what is not supreme. All this is heard from the undisturbed authorities who clearly explained it. Sambhutim cha vinasham cha yat tat veda ubhayam saha vinashena mrityum tirtva sambhutya amritam ashnute. One should know perfectly the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, and His transcendental name, form, qualities, and pastimes, as well as the temporary material creation with its temporary demigods, men, and animals. And when one knows these, he or she surpasses death and the ephemeral cosmic manifestation with it. And thus, in the eternal kingdom of God, enjoys eternal life of bliss and knowledge. Hiranmayena patrena satyasya apihitang mukham tatvam pushan apavrinu satya dharmaya drishtaye. O my Lord, sustainer of all that lives, your real face is covered by your dazzling effulgence. Kindly remove that covering and exhibit yourself to your pure devotee. Pushan eka rishe yamasurya prajapatya vyuha rashmin samuha teja yate rupam kalyana tamam tate pasyami yas asau asau purusha sa aham asmi. O my Lord, O primeval philosopher, maintainer of the universe, O regulating principle, destination of the pure devotees, well-wisher of the progenitors of mankind, please remove the effulgence of your transcendental rays so that I can see your form of bliss. For you are the eternal, supreme personality of Godhead, like unto the sun, as am I. Vayu analam amritam apa idam basmantam shiriram om krato smarakratam smarakrato smarakratam smara. Now let this temporary body be burnt to ashes, and let the air of life be merged with the totality of air. Now, O my Lord, please remember all my sacrifices. And because you are the ultimate beneficiary, please remember all that I have done for you. Agni naya supapa raya asman, vishvani deva vayunani vidvan, yu yodhi asmat juhuranam ena, bhuishtam tannama uktam vidhema. O my Lord, as powerful as fire, O omnipotent one, now I offer you all obeisances, falling on the ground at your feet. O my Lord, please lead me on the right path to reach you. And since you know all that I have done in the past, please free me from the reactions to my past sins, so that there will be no hindrance to my progress. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.